listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths with your news briefing. The Prime Minister believes Vladimir Putin is uniting the world against him as missile strikes hit a Ukraine wall. 16 people were killed and almost 60 others injured during the attack. Speaking in Madrid ahead of the NATO summit, Anthony Albanese says it's a huge atrocity.
This act of war of aggression is seeing more and more civilians impacted. And Vladimir Putin is uniting the world against him with this sort of atrocity.
A migrant smuggling attempt has turned deadly in the US with yet another tragedy unfolding in Texas. Authorities have confirmed 46 bodies have been found in a truck in a remote part of San Antonio, while at least 16 others have been taken to hospital. Three people have been arrested so far. Fire Department Chief Charles Hood says first responders are being offered counselling.
We're not supposed to open up a truck and see stacks of bodies in there. None of us come to work imagining that. So we're working through the behavioral health for our folks right now.
Meantime, more tragedy in the US with reports a train has derailed on its way from Los Angeles to Chicago. It's understood at least three people have been killed and around 50 are injured. Briefly, our foreign minister has spent the day with her Malaysian counterpart as her visit to Southeast Asia continues, and the latest census data shows Australia's millennial generation is overtaking baby boomers.
Listener.